WHDD presents Susan Says.
So we hoped, we thought, we prayed that the new year would bring a better administration, a better president, pretender, whatever he is. Nope. We assassinated a guy who deserved it, but strategically it was bad. Legally it was no plan for repercussions, no idea it would provoke. And then stupid tweets. Finally, a news conference where deranged Donnie, looking half orange this time, he puffed, he sniffed. I don't know what he was doing on his way to alienate more allies, accuse Obama, of course, it was his fault, and then sort of half-assed stated he wanted to help Iran become great. Yeah. Okay, then. We still don't know why he agreed to killing. Maybe Pompeo forced him with his religious insanity. He keeps talking about the end of days. Well, yeah. Or maybe to make John Bolton like him again. That's what I think, and not testify, maybe. The wag the dog impeachment theory is more like it. It's odd when the leader of Iran is more sane than ours. Yikes, help, someone. Moscow Mitch, still refusing to play fair under the Constitution, and he's getting away with it. Here's my theory. If he had a chin, would he have been a better guy? We will never know. Weak Republicans like Collins and Mitt still boo-hooing and then doing nothing. Make it end, please. It's only the first week of a new eon. I'm exhausted. I don't want to get out of bed. So I watched Fleabag, finally. Okay, not fab, but it got better as that great English actress Olivia, who plays the stepmother, got her licks in. She won for the miniseries The Crown. She deserves it again. She's delicious. I will watch season two of Fleabag, even though it's not as great as they say, but it's still really good. And then I re-binged on Homeland, the first season, before it starts again, because I forgot a lot of it. Boy, that Brody, bad guy. Thank God for TV and the ability to escape and just lie there like a log. Oh, and I did get out of the house. I saw Little Women, brilliant direction by Greta Gerwig. She better get Academy Award nomination or else. It was visually delightful, great script, performances. She moves the camera so beautifully. I loved it. Even though the girl playing Beth was not given enough emotional material to really feel for her. By the way, I'm an expert on this as I still have my Madame Alexander Little Women dolls. They're antiques now. Yeah, I know. Don't say it. Oh. Finally, Meghan and Harry, bad move. She's not good. It's like she bewitched him. This is sad. I will now look for something on TV to cheer me up. Oh, wait a minute. That isn't going to happen. I'll take a walk.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.